Hello, my name is Whitney. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am. I'm actually trying to – I work for a lady that is 90 years old, and we've been on several waiting lists. And I know people that are, like, way, way younger that are getting their shot, and we still haven't heard from anyone. And it's just wondering how we can get on a priority list. She has AFib.
There's no priority list that you can call, ma'am. Unfortunately, if you already registered wherever you're registered at, I wouldn't recommend registering in different counties or different times because it's going to kick you out of the system.
Okay.
So there's no priority list. Unfortunately, it's when it's available.
Okay, when it's available. All right, I just wanted to make sure there if there was anything I could do.
No, ma'am.
I don't understand how other people are being prioritized over the 90-year-olds.
I understand, ma'am. Unfortunately, I don't have that information. I know it's frustrating. I've had multiple callers say that. I have no idea how that happens. I don't run the system. I just answer the calls and pre-register people. That's the only information we can give you all.
Alrighty,
so if you want to contact Alabama Department of Public Health or CDC.gov and do a complaint, that's the only option we have right now, ma'am. But unfortunately, I don't have any information.
I think that's a great idea, or the news stations. That'll help, too.
You can call the news stations, ma'am, whoever you would like to call, ma'am. I have no idea.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling into the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a wonderful day.